Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls, temperatures are cooling across Israel. Tel Aviv remains pleasant, while Jerusalem is experiencing a crisp evening. Eilut continues to enjoy its warm desert nights. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, a senior Israeli minister stated that the country is not halting its attacks in Gaza, with 9 people reportedly killed in recent IDF strikes. That's from the Times of Israel. Also earlier this hour, Saudi Arabia and its Middle Eastern neighbors are putting pressure on Iraq to control Iranian-backed militias, according to the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, a former senior Fatah official mentioned that the Trump administration's plans hinge on an end to the IDF strikes in Gaza, as reported by JNS. Separately, Gulf states remain divided over potential Iranian retaliation, while a Hormuz deal is under consideration. That's from I-24 News. And finally, suspicion of arson looms over a fire at a kosher eatery in Montreal, the latest in a series of attacks on Canadian Jewish institutions, reports JTA. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that Hamas is calling the latest IDF strikes a deliberate escalation meant to undermine ceasefire talks. Khaled Hassan, a regional commentator, questioned why Saudi Arabia is urging Trump to delay a significant move against Iran's regime in a post from earlier today. Doron Spielman, an Israeli commentator, shared that Israel has significant concerns about the recent disarmament deal proposed to Hamas. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the ongoing conflict in Gaza, the Times of Israel reports that Israel continues its military operations without pause. 9 casualties have been reported, including children. The strikes follow recent agreements that Hamas claims to have reached with mediators, including Washington. This situation raises concerns about the potential for further escalation and its impact on civilians in Gaza. Turning to the regional diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post highlighted pressure from Saudi Arabia and its neighbors on Iraq regarding Iranian-backed militias. These militias are reportedly using Iraq as a base to launch attacks on countries like Saudi Arabia and Syria. The involvement of these groups poses a threat to regional stability and could lead to increased tensions across the Middle East. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Mohammed Dahlan, a former Fatah official, stated that the U.S. peace plan depends on Israel halting its strikes on Gaza. Jared Kushner is reportedly mediating this with Israeli officials. This reflects the complex diplomatic balancing act required to advance peace efforts in the region. On the topic of Gulf states, I-24 News details the division among them over how to respond to potential Iranian retaliation. The consideration of a Hormuz deal indicates ongoing geopolitical maneuvering. The outcome of these discussions could significantly impact regional security dynamics. And finally, JTA brings news of a suspected arson attack in Montreal targeting a kosher eatery. This incident is part of a troubling pattern of attacks on Jewish institutions in Canada, raising concerns about rising anti-Semitic sentiments. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports significant shifts in Israel's housing demand map. High prices and congestion in the Dan region are pushing people towards areas like Kiryat Bialik and Be'er Sheva. Separately, a report from Globes indicates that Israel has jumped to second place in the Economist Big Mac Index. A rise in prices and the shekel's appreciation contributed to this leap. And finally, CTEC reveals that Arakas Security, founded by industry veterans, has raised $8 million in seed funding. They aim to enhance cybersecurity for enterprises using AI agents. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.